Hi everyone, welcome to the FIFO Spotlight Series. 2020 has been a challenging year for the travel industry, to say the absolute least, and the rapidly changing sequence of events over the past few months has created an even greater need for accurate customer insight and really for companies to stay connected, whether that's communications or just listening to what people are saying. Today we're joined by Sophie Georgilakis, Senior Partnerships and Marketing Communications Executive for Alternative Airlines, a specialist flight search website working with over 600 airlines. Thank you for joining us today, Sophie. Would you like to start by telling us a bit about Alternative Airlines and what you guys do?
Of course, and thank you for having me on. Alternative Airlines is a flight search website and tech company. We offer an easy and convenient way to book flights to both remote and well-known destinations. So a customer can search for and choose a flight or multiple flights from over 600 airlines, including the smaller regional ones across the world, like especially in Latin America, for instance, or Africa and Southeast Asia. And we pride ourselves in offering over 25 international payment methods to suit customers in different regions. And this includes options to buy flights on tickets on Binance. And we offer over 160 currencies to pay with. So you see, we work on a global basis. The business started in 2006, but it's been the last 4 years that we've seen a rapid growth as a tech company. And we even won a place on the 2019 Sunday Times Tech Track 100 list as one of the fastest growing technology companies in the UK. So that was really exciting for us last year. And as for me, well, I've been at Alternative Airlines now for over 3.5 years. And I'm responsible for leading and maintaining the key partner relationships. These include both the payment partners and airlines and communications with them. And I look for ways to acquire customers through our partners and create marketing campaigns and strategies for the team to execute as well.
Wow, a lot going on.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a really interesting setup that you've got. Like, you offer maximum flexibility in terms of, you know, finance and the breadth of airlines and the number of currencies that you accept. That's quite an unusual proposition in comparison to sort of other travel booking companies. Do you find that, because you deal with smaller airlines as well as sort of the big players, do you find that it's harder to get customers to engage and sort of trust your services more because they're less familiar with the companies that you're dealing with?
Yes and no. I say, well, first off, we know that in general, for anybody, buying flight tickets is a more thought out purchase because there's varieties of factors considered in the booking process, and you're looking at, you know, the most convenient times that suit the customer to fly, which airport you want to fly to, how long the layovers are involved, especially if you're doing long haul, and obviously especially now during the pandemic. So yes, we are aware that there is an element of uncertainty because, like you said, people are so used to booking with a brand they know. But if they can't get, and we know people, customers tend to want to fly different days, or the times that they want doesn't necessarily suit them with the flights that they're hoping to have. So we definitely try to provide a lot more information within the flight search for customers to reassure them.
Yeah.
To know, you know, suddenly they're getting on a very tiny aircraft. I mean, we even have an aircraft filter system, filter on the flight search results, so that they're aware of what is going to be within their journey and their travel on.
I mean, you guys are pretty well known for your customer service. A really high level of customer service. Do you find the feedback that you get from that is a useful tool in terms of like reassuring people and sort of backing up that? So I think we get it a lot, where a lot of businesses say, you know, we know that we're brilliant, and we know that the product that we offer is brilliant, but we kind of need to prove it to people.
So definitely with the reviews, and if it's okay to sort of bring it back to today in terms of our current situation with pandemic, it's even more useful to say, and even more rewarding that we're actually getting great reviews, because people are feeling anxious, they want the responses to the requests a lot quicker. And so you know, the travel industry was inundated with requests and queries, especially in the beginning of lockdown. So there was this, for customers, there was this expectation that we weren't going to get back to them. So then we had to go through a process of prioritizing, you know, the most urgent. Yeah. And the customer feedback we got, like I said, was rewarding, because they didn't expect it. And it was a kind of relief for them that they did get a response. Yeah.
Did you find, because I imagine your customer service team has been under siege. that any of that feedback kind of helpful from their point of view, just in terms of staying abreast of like big issues that have been arising, or like kind of spotting trends in terms of what those big concerns are, so that you can prepare better?
Yes, definitely. And we've been using the FIFO Insight tags for this even pre-COVID, because the booking process is quite lengthy. You know, you're starting from searching a flight to choosing, to then getting to the passenger details page where you input all your details, go through the ancillaries that you want to add to your ticket, and then payment. So it's all these stages just all online, and adding the and we use the FIFO Insight tool to see, for the pre, post, and during booking process, to see if to see what worked for customers, and to see what we could improve on if we realised that they weren't happy with a particular stage in the process.
I think it's something that you get with a lot of businesses don't look at the complexity of their journey, because as you've just said, travel has so many touch points, and there's so many places where an experience can fall down, or something can be missed, or, you know, it's that thing that stops you from getting that 5-star review and it becomes a 3 or a 4, you know, and unless you actually look at all those separate elements, you'll never be able to sort of pinpoint where those improvements need to be made, or where you're absolutely smashing it and you need to focus, or reward, you know, like if you've got members of staff that are really excelling and being mentioned, you know. I imagine right now team morale is that buoyant must be a challenge.
But then having and also in review, as cliche as it might sound, it has been a boost in morale for the teams. You know, you do get that mention, because even with the insight tags, if we suddenly see that someone's unhappy, we will call them or try and see, obviously, post-booking, if they're not happy with how the actual customer journey went, we can get back to them and say, okay, is there anything we can help you with, improve on? And yeah, so that with the feedback we get from that, especially now, it's just great to shout about amongst the whole company.
The value of what you've been, because I mean, you've been collecting reviews for a long time now, But have you found that the value has really changed over the last 6 months?
Yeah, I mean, we've been using the FIFO, we've been with you guys for 6 years now. Yeah. We even won the Trusted Service Award 3 years in a row, so we're pretty happy with that. But, you know, looking over the last 6 months, if you sort of think about the mindset of the customer, and I see it in two halves. So you had the first half of lockdown, for instance, where when things were a complete standstill, people were scared, they weren't able to travel, and they wanted answers immediately. And as I mentioned before, you know, the reviews were starting to become a form of communication. Mm-hmm. And in the second half, as things started to move again, travels wanted more answers because they were anxious of what was happening in other countries, which is understandable completely.
Yeah.
So because of that, yeah, the value of the reviews has definitely changed when they are responded to by us really quickly. They're more pleasantly surprised, and you can sort of sense it in the feedback, and it's like they're relieved almost. And
somebody's listening.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That. And it makes us feel happy because we're able to help them in a crisis. So it kind of works both ways. We get the benefit of helping someone out, and they feel relieved because someone's actually helping them quickly. The FIFO reviews has been much more powerful tool than ever to continually improve the business, and hopefully using the feedback we get is to avoid any setbacks like COVID in the future.
Like, I imagine the need to maintain communication with your customers has become far more prevalent than it was. Obviously customer communication is always a really important thing, but the need for it has been greater than ever over the past few months.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, because we're using the in-house technology to streamline our customer service processes. And in the event that this could happen again, but we're now prepared to at least prioritize customers with the most urgent queries and requests and avoid the reviews potentially being used as a form of communication, which at the same time it's not necessarily a bad thing. Mm. Because we're able to then help that customer and retain them for the future. And maintain their trust. But it's hard because it's not just necessarily looking for an instant solution. When they contact us, they just don't want to be ignored.
Yeah.
And that's helped us with the customer service support, because they can continue to increase the communication with them and keep ensuring trust, basically, because, you know, if there isn't a system to prioritize those queries, then it leads to delayed responses and a breakdown of trust, unfortunately. But we definitely feel prepared for the next second wave.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, a lot of businesses in a lot of industries will be doing the same thing, is kind of contingency planning.
Absolutely.
Looking at your end-to-end journey and looking at where it can, you know, sort of, what happens if, running different scenarios and sort of looking at which stage of that journey it will affect and what communication will need to happen at what points, and actually getting that plan in place so that rather than you being on the back foot, you can be reactive and responsive to a changing scenario that none of us can envisage, really.
Yeah, exactly. For us in the travel industry, things are definitely picking up. And I think customer feedback may change a little bit for the future, in terms of, as I say, as a form of communication, but it's not a bad thing, because we'll be able to respond to it, and then other customers will see the response we're getting, feedback from them, hopefully the positive, when they do get a good response from us.
Yeah. Have you noticed a big shift actually in the type of customer that you're getting because I mean, I imagine you would have done a lot of business travel, wouldn't you? I'm just thinking about what you were saying about, you know, we thought it was 3 weeks of lockdown and most of us are still working from home. You know, has that had a big impact in terms of business travel?
Absolutely. They can't, a lot of businesses, obviously either domestic or short haul or either long haul, but that's decreased. But that doesn't mean to say that domestic travel's picked up. People are looking to do staycations or where they can stay within their country. So it has been a shift, and we've seen it ourselves, like within the Australian domestic market, things like that. It's but people still want to travel. Then you can't, after 6 months, you can't force someone to stay indoors. They will want to go, and even better for the future, people will want to go on holiday more. It would be like more of a treat than it was before, and probably more spontaneous trips abroad when things are taken off the quarantine list, and hopefully they won't go back on. answered your question. There has been a shift with business travel because everyone can work from home. They got video communication. And also, actually, in terms of how they're going to be searching for flights, people are going to be more cautious as well. So it's not necessarily about necessarily about the best flight deals or things like that. It's going to be more about convenience. Avoiding areas where they have to quarantine, or just trying to find an airline that flies, because due to sort of infrequent airline operations, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so I guess those like proof points and that any reassurance you can get over the next, you can give to customers over the next few months is going to be more important than ever before, isn't it? Because you're going to have to reinstill that confidence, that consumer confidence again.
Absolutely, yeah. They want more travel information. They want to be informed more, basically. And we sort of pride ourselves on doing that. And as well, like I said, within our flight search, we provide a lot of in-flight and airline information as you go through the booking process. We've always got customer service at hand anyway to respond to that, so we are prepared moving forward into 2021, for instance, that we will have that those procedures in place, because people want to be made more aware.
And it's actually really interesting what you were saying about internal flight, because you know, we think of our country, because our country's tiny and you can drive from one end to the other in a, you know, I think our internal flights are sort of more a convenience thing than a necessity. But actually you're global, so a lot of countries, a staycation is still a flight, there's still a flight involved in that. Do you think this will have an impact in the future, just in terms of mindsets, customer mindsets? Do you think, you know, people, I just think it's interesting that there's been such an influx in terms of like British staycation travel, that actually, are there a lot of people that might have gone to Spain in the summer who went to Devon and loved it and will go again and again and again? You know, do you think in a global sense, yes, you might have less business travel in the future. However, people will be exploring their own countries more, and that you'll see that lift in sort of local tourism or domestic tourism?
I think, yeah, for sure, especially probably in the next 2 or 3 years, because people be scared. There'll still be this uncertainty, and there are different, unfortunately, there are some countries impacted more by the pandemic than others. And so there'll be domestic travel involved, but they'll probably want to spend more time with families and stay within their countries because it's been such a precious time for all of us. I think it's there's sort of more of a sentimental element to it as well. But within, I think there'll be, like you said, there will be I feel they'll be a lot more domestic because they will want to explore. They're ready to get out the house. They're ready to go on a trip as long as they have a change of scenery. Within a country, that's fine. But like you say, with the UK, a bit smaller, so it's easier to drive around. But larger countries like I said, Australia, the US, for instance, there are still as well big holiday events where they just want to be with their families. You know, Christmas is coming up and people are unsure about whether to go on a skiing holiday, but they'll definitely want to fly over to the other side of their country to stay with family. So things like that.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we might have just covered this really, but have you noticed a shift in the customer mindset over the last few months? And I suppose, do you see that as staying the course, or do you think it's temporary, or do you think there will be big shifts in the way we think and the things that we do that will kind of continue into the future or create new travel habits?
I'm quite positive in thinking that it'll be only temporary, but we don't know how long this is going to go on for. We have definitely seen a change, and like we just talked about in terms of domestic travel, they just want to go off and see family. But people are still anxious, and unfortunately, the government travel advice keeps changing. So people therefore are a bit in limbo. So probably within the next, within the next year. The customer mindset is going to be quite cautious. They'll want more answers. It's not as easy as just jumping on a flight for a city getaway anymore. Mm. There'll be a lot more thought around going on a certain trip or on a flight. But that means that we prioritize giving more information for them.
Yeah.
And responding to feedback if they weren't happy with a particular lack of information. That's only something for us to work on for the better. So it'll help us to keep with the feedback. It'll help us to increase communication with them, with customers, and
give you an idea, I suppose, of the kind of communication they want. So I mean, from you get your positive feedback where you know that the response that you gave was right, but you can learn as much, I suppose, from a negative piece of feedback, because you know that actually in that scenario a person needs more or a different type of communication.
Yeah exactly. And now it's all about COVID testing and do they have to have it and when do they need to prove it, and it's so that's the mindset, is it's wanting to know more information.
So okay, let's talk about the future. We've been doing a little bit of talking about the future, but let's focus a little bit more on it. So a lot of the way that you use your feedback at the moment is, it is around managing the customer journey. It's about communication. How do you see yourself sort of using that to plan and strategize for the coming months and into sort of 2021? Because obviously it's a bit of an unknown playing field, 2021. So, how much do you use your feedback to gain sort of insight into what customers are thinking and feeling, and how do you use that to kind of improve your processes or inform your decisions?
As you say, sort of looking into the future, we do expect to see a lot of changes and the way the customers are going to book their flights, looking for availability, and as I mentioned before, other quarantine measures in place and testing for COVID if it's required. But we want to use our feedback even more than ever moving forward, because because of the uncertainty of travel, because the customers are feeling anxious and about their flight reservations, they will have high expectations. So, and if their expectations, because they're feeling anxious, isn't met, you know, we can work on that. But if they're getting excellent service in response to their high expectations, then it ensures trust for them, and we're very happy to be able to get excellent service. So it's, yeah, it is a bit difficult to actually predict exactly what the customers will want, but the feedback will be a tool to continuously improve the business and how to overcome,
monitor that, yeah,
that and any setbacks. And
I was just thinking, if you were looking in the future of sort of in 2021, if things do start picking up, then I guess from that feedback you may be able to find some consistent sort of positive pieces of feedback that you could use to actually promote the business and you know, sort of advocate your service. And you know, so when you get to that point of being able to sort of actively promote again, you've got a really good cache of information to base that messaging around.
Exactly, and that's exactly what we actually do, because we love the positive reviews that come in, but because we specialize in providing over 25 payment methods, including buying on flights on finance, things like that, the fact that the customers are shouting about this in our review, it's great for us to showcase.
Yeah.
And it just makes us feel like it was worthwhile, you know, for them. So yeah, definitely.
Those extra elements, especially now, to be able to offer finance, you know, to be able to offer lots of flexibility in terms of how a person can pay and what method they travel by, you know, sort of what type of airline they travel by, has got to be a great benefit at the moment, to have that, to be able to allow that flexibility and sort of cater to different needs and different, you know, fears. I mean, if somebody's slightly worried about the financial in the short term, being able to finance an air ticket, you know, must be a real positive.
And that's exactly it. Because this year has been sort of financially difficult for many, it's been, on the flip side, it's been so beneficial to offer that flexibility. And also because if you think about it, people have more time. They're working at home. They're working from home. They're more aware of all the notifications. They're not distracted by going to and from work or the office. So they're able to keep on top of any, you know, bills, that the payments they have to pay back and things like that. So it is... there's more flexibility, but more, they can monitor it better. That's the impression, like the feelings we've been getting from our customers. So, and we also offer, you know, they can choose whether to do it in, split it in four over 6 weeks or over 12 months. So it's,
can't it? Especially when people, especially in kind of giving people that confidence to commit to a purchase when they are unsure of what is going to happen. You can cover four smaller bite-sized pieces easier than one big one, you know. Mm-hmm. Have you seen kind of a change in the sort of responses that you get? Do you think people are more engaged? Do you see more detail in your responses, or have you seen an increase in your response rates?
Yes, and this probably, I could probably speak for the travel industry with that. Are you talking about in the last 6 months or sort of recently?
Yeah, I think over the last few months.
Yes, again, because I feel they've changed their mindset about feedback. Existing customers just want to form a communication, but then if you think about new customers because they're uncertain and they may not be aware of alternative airlines at that point, and they're going to look through the reviews and want to sort of be reassured that, you know, this company is legit and they're going to get a response that they want. It's definitely sort of that side where if they see that we, that there are positive reviews and we've responded to them pretty quickly, or you get, we, they see feedback that says my query was responded to quite quickly during COVID and the pandemic, then yeah, that's, I think they're going to be a bit more cautious and read around, but I think it'll be beneficial in that respect as well.
Yeah, definitely. So obviously everything's changing constantly, as we've already said, so it's a bit hard to predict the future, but what do you think the future's got in store? What do you hope it's got in store?
The main thing is I believe the future is positive, excuse the phrase, but people will want to travel. It's not gonna stop. I can't predict how fast things will move for the better or when smoother travel will be, but travel will have to pick up. But the but as I think I said before, the changes I expect to see from customers is they'll be sort of looking more in a thought out process than ever before, because they're not just going to be looking for the best flight deals. They just want convenience, and they want to make sure that they got the right information depending where they go. Mm-hmm. So we can adapt to that, and especially down to the domestic travel market, if that's going to stay like that for a while, and keep providing the relevant information, because we want to make sure that the customer feels comfortable, because there will be this sort of air of cautiousness.
Yeah,
travel, but that'll probably be what, for another year or two, depending on government advice as well. But yeah, I'm positive that travel will come back and people will want to get away. They miss jumping on a plane and going abroad. It's that feeling of escape as well.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So you think that actually, at least over the next couple of years, the priority for a lot of customers is going to be more on experience and feeling that they have committed to something that will happen and is reliable, rather than getting the cheapest price possible.
Exactly that. And and we were actually talking the other day for that exact reason. You know, now it's about gaining the customer's trust more than ever and providing that, instead of just being able to offer the best price or the most convenient travel stops, things like that.
It's amazing how that mindset has shifted in such a tiny amount of time.
Yeah, it's amazing. And because globally the government advice keeps changing, and it's some places you quarantine, some places you don't. Do you quarantine in a particular layover? It's having to present that information all the time. And like you just said, within a short space of time, it's really impacted on the buying behavior of buying flight tickets.
Yeah. So many things, so many businesses we've seen have, you know, things that I think everyone saw happening at some point, but it would happen gradually over a very long period of time. And it's amazing how, you know, take remote working. You know, if somebody had told companies that their entire company would be working from home perfectly well, you know, sort of next week, everyone would have laughed and gone, no, that would take years to put into place, you know, and someone clicked their fingers and here we all are. Stop turning.
But as you know, it's natural for us humans to adapt, and it probably, we all had teething problems as businesses at the beginning. But here we are, we're still working, still things are still moving. And it kind of goes for travelers and customers. They just adapt to what's available to them in terms of on flights and things like that.
Yeah. So like you say, they still want to travel. They're still going to want to travel. It's just they'll find a different way of doing it.
Yeah, and exactly.
They'll find a different way of providing them with what they want.
Yeah, exactly. or just, you know, jump on a video call.
Excuse me. All right, so one last thing. So we ask this of everybody that does the Spotlight series. So obviously we've got a lot of people listening that are FIFO customers. So what would you tell, what piece of advice would you give to a FIFO user? What nugget of wisdom can you pass on?
I've got a few, if that's all right.
Go for it.
Yeah. Because we've used your platform for a fair few years now. I mentioned earlier to definitely use the insight tags, which depending on the process of if it's all online, and we found that really useful to just know where the points of the journey, if there's anything to continue to improve on. Don't overlook positive reviews, because people tend to listen to the negatives to improve their service, but 4 to 5 are just as important, because you may see a common thread in the products that you offer, and it's always best to shout about them and showcase them. And we've definitely seen that with the payment types that we offer on the site. And yeah, those are my top tips on FIFO.
No, those are great. Those are really great tips as well. The I think especially the positive feedback, because we spend a lot of time actually talking about, you know, encouraging people not to fear negative reviews. And I think it's quite easy to actually overlook what you can learn from all reviews. And positive reviews, like you say, if you can identify those recurring themes, those things that people really think make you special, that really gives you something to shout about and focus your efforts on, so you're not wasting time in the areas where, you know, actually that's not what people want. And especially now with what you're saying about how people might, you know, be changing the way they travel, those that kind of positive feedback really will really help you to identify, you know, what it is that people are focusing on, what it is that's giving the most positive feedback, what it is that's giving the most positive experience. And it gives you it helps you to start to strategize in a certain direction.
Yeah, exactly. And exactly that, especially now, the positive feedback we're getting from people that, like I said, feel relieved, or they were amazed or surprised that they got a quick service to their travel query. That's it. For us, it's been so rewarding. And yeah, because of the time that we're in right now, it's just nice to feel that we've actually helped people out in a quick manner, basically. With sort of negatives, even so, it's a way to improve. It's sort of a constructive criticism in a way. And I think the benefits you get from making that customer happy is rewarding as well.
Yeah.
So the efforts that you put in kind of pays off after after they've come back and said, oh, thanks, you know.
Yeah.
I think it works both ways.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So we've always used the feedback tool as a way to improve and showcase our products and to make the company boost morale for the company.
Yeah, which is brilliant. That all round usage is, you know, it's how everybody should be using it, really. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to be able to have examples of businesses in all industries, and especially industries which are, you know, up against a lot of challenges at the moment, you know, sort of really taking advantage of that medium. It is a great thing for us to be able to show.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for joining us, for making the time. And I have to say, I think it's been a really positive story.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. You know,
and obviously we hope that everything goes in the direction that you think it will, and I'm sure it will, but it sounds like you're pretty on top of things.
Well, thank you. No, I appreciate you having us on, and thank you.
For the next in our Spotlight series, make sure you're following us on social. And if you'd like to find out more about FIFO, head over to FIFO.com.